this particular measure is having a big effect amongst a lot of people. And my own contact with many people, many parents with people with severe disabilities are quite concerned around future services, especially in relation to day services. So what I'm saying to the government, and I've already done this formally as of last Friday, I'm saying that if this particular measure is not going to be reversed, we need to ensure that we protect existing services as best as we possibly can.
Do you have any plans to break ranks from the government and vote against this?
Well, look, I think the public in Donegal know that I was asked to vote against the government on two issues. One was in relation to the domiciliary care last year. The other was in relation to the Malinhead Coast Guard Station. And I said on both occasions that I was prepared to work within government to get them decisions reversed. I did that. We had a successful outcome with both measures. And what I'm saying quite strongly to the government in relation to all respite grant payments, all day service plans and all day services for people with extreme disabilities, we need to protect them as best we possibly can.
Is it simply a case here that if you did break ranks and vote against the government, you would lose what powers you currently have?
Well, yes, I mean, look, that obviously that's an option faced by everybody, every government TD around this time of year or on different measures when motions are put to the Dáil. But I'm a believer that in a county like Donegal, where we are in the minority in terms of government voices, that I wouldn't be providing the service that I would need to provide within government to my constituents if I didn't have a voice at the table. And if I did vote against this, I would be on the outside.